Now, something else that is dumb is our international aid, in particular to our big neighbour to the north, Indonesia. Every year we give almost $300 million to the Indonesians, and yet the Indonesian government, despite, you know, being so poor and third world that it needs our aid, has announced that as of 2021, Indonesia will start its own aid program. They want to develop a fund of around $1 billion, and I think use the income from that to distribute about $60 million to other nations in the vicinity. So why do we give money to them, only for them to turn around and give that money to other countries? Doesn't make sense. Our next guest is a development policy expert at the ANU in Canberra, Stephen Howes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, I was pretty shocked to read this. I mean, should we give aid to Indonesia if they're going to turn around and just give it to other countries?
Well, I can see that on the surface it looks odd, but I think you've got to dig a bit deeper. I mean, you can think if you were giving aid to a poor person, you probably wouldn't put the restriction that they're not allowed to give any gifts to anyone else. It's a tiny aid program that Indonesia is now setting up. And, you know, I think the fund, it's not surprising that it has an aid program, just like it's not surprising it has an army. It's one of the largest economies, one of the 20 largest economies in the world. That's what large economies do. If we want to think about whether we should give aid to Indonesia and how much, we need to focus on the fundamentals. And those are that Indonesia is still a very poor country. I mean, one in every four Indonesian households still cooks using firewood or cow dung, just something that we don't, you know, hardly anyone does in Australia. And it's a very important neighbour to us. So we have a big interest in Indonesia's prosperity.
Okay, but that's an interesting point you raise. I mean, are we really giving the aid, though, to improve the lot of Indonesians, or are we giving it to sort of curry favour with the Indonesian government, basically saying, if you promise never to attack us, we'll keep giving you money?
Well, I think we do it for both. Every country does. And I'm sure that's why Indonesia's setting up an aid program. It's always a mix of reasons. It's just, again, like when people give gifts, they probably do it for a mix of selfish and altruistic reasons. I think that there's nothing wrong with that, but there's still a very good case for it. And I'd also just add, I mean, if you are against aid to Indonesia, you know, we have halved our aid to Indonesia over the last 5 years, so it is on a downward trajectory. And you know, eventually Indonesia will graduate, just like other success stories, you know, like Malaysia and Thailand. Mm. But that doesn't mean it should go to zero now, or we should have a knee-jerk reaction, you know, against what really is a symbolic act on behalf of the Indonesian government.
Do we still give aid to China?
No.
No, that stopped it, because I watched the recent Chinese military display with some trepidation, I must say. They've got hypersonic missiles and more soldiers and sailors and airmen than you could shake a stick at. Anyway, I know we used to. I'm glad that we don't now.
No, that's right. I mean, yeah, people have different attitudes on China, but from a development point of view, it's definitely an aid success story.
Right. So who would Indonesia give its aid to, do you reckon? Like, would they be giving it to, say, Papua New Guinea, for example?
Well, that's what they've said. They said they want to focus on the Pacific region. And again, it's a bit like us. You know, everyone's now focusing on the Pacific. And just like we're a neighbour of the Pacific, so is Indonesia. And Indonesia has strategic interests. You know, that they have West Papua, which is a very contentious issue among the Pacific countries, because the indigenous population of West Papua is Melanesian. So definitely Indonesia has its interests to protect there. But also from a less cynical perspective, I mean, Indonesia is a very disaster-prone country, right? They have lots of earthquakes, tsunamis. So that's actually an area of expertise. So then how do you respond to disasters? How can you minimize the damage? And that's obviously an issue that's relevant for the Pacific. The Pacific's also very prone to natural disaster. So that, from that point of view, it does make sense. I think Indonesia does have something to share with the Pacific.
Okay. A final question. Do you think the Indonesian government is actually grateful for our aid? Like, do they think good thoughts about Australia when we write them a cheque each year?
I think it's a mixed experience. I think, in a way, no country wants to be an aid recipient because it is an asymmetric relationship. So all countries aspire to get aid. But that said, if you talk to Indonesian ministers and officials, I think they do see Australian aid as very useful. We're pretty flexible and pragmatic and responsive. Yes, so overall, I'd say it's definitely a positive, a big positive for the relationship.
All right, thank you, Stephen. Stephen Howes there, Development Policy Expert at the ANU. Well, he's right. I mean, we give aid partly to improve the living conditions of poorer people in our region, but also to curry favour with them. Basically, I mean, look, if Australia was ever going to be invaded again, and the Japanese had a red-hot go at it during World War II, but you've effectively got to come through Indonesia or indeed New Guinea, and that's what the Japanese did back, 80-odd years ago. So, you know, if we say, well, if we curry favour with the Indonesians, will they promise to try and fight on our behalf? I mean, I don't know. I don't think Indonesia likes us that much. I wouldn't give them any aid whatsoever.